quadrupled. The EHMs went to work. The international banks flooded the country with loans that paid for vast infrastructure and industrial projects, and for the highest skyscrapers on the continent. Then, in the 1980s, the corporate-style EHMs arrived. It was an ideal opportunity for them to cut their fledgling teeth. The Venezuelan middle class had become sizable and provided a ripe market for a vast array of products. Yet there was still a very large poor sector available to labor in the sweatshops and factories. Then oil prices crashed, and Venezuela could not repay its debts. In 1989, the IMF imposed harsh austerity measures and pressured Caracas to support the corporatocracy in many other ways. Venezuelans reacted violently. Riots killed over 200 people. The illusion of oil as a bottomless source of support was shattered. Between 1978 and 2003, Venezuela's per capita income plummeted by over 40%. As poverty increased, resentment intensified. Polarization resulted, with the middle class pitted against the poor. As so often occurs in countries whose economies depend on oil production, demographics radically shifted. The sinking economy took its toll on the middle class, and many fell into the ranks of the poor. The new demographics set the stage for Chavez and for conflict with Washington. Once in power, the new president took actions that challenged the Bush administration. Just before the September 11th attacks, Washington was considering its options. The EHMs had failed. Was it time to send in the jackals? Then 9/11 changed all priorities. President Bush and his advisors focused on rallying the world community to support U.S. activities in Afghanistan and an invasion of Iraq. On top of that, the U.S. economy was in the middle of a recession. Venezuela was relegated to a back burner. However, it was obvious that at some point, Bush and Chavez would come to blows. With Iraqi and other Middle Eastern oil supplies threatened, Washington could not afford to ignore Venezuela for long. Wandering around Ground Zero and Wall Street, meeting the old Afghan man, and reading about Chavez's Venezuela, brought me to a point I had avoided for many years, and it forced me to take a hard look at the consequences of the things I had done over the past three decades. I could not possibly deny the role I had played, or the fact that my work as an EHM now affected my daughter's generation in very negative ways. I knew I could no longer postpone taking action to atone for what I had done. I had to come clean about my life in a manner that would help people wake up to the fact of corporatocracy and understand why so much of the world hates us. I started writing once again, but as I did so, it seemed to me that my story was too old. Somehow, I needed to bring it up.